Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
This is Point of View. My name is Pimelo Modena. Now, yesterday we spoke to you about the city of Tshwane that has gotten themselves a ruling that says, well, they cannot be given an exemption in light of the municipal workers' increase. The municipal workers have decided to challenge the city, saying that they can definitely afford a 3.5% increase. This is the ruling, unfortunately, was that the city needs to start making those payments dating back to 2021. The DA has firmly said that this needs to be taken on review. The city itself, I think, is reconsidering those options. On the line with us is the acting mayor of the city of Tshwane, as well as MMC for finance in the city of Tshwane, Eugene Modise. A very good evening to you, acting mayor.
Good evening to you, Pimelo, and Bumkaya.
So the South African Local Government Bargaining Council has rejected your application for exempting the increase for municipal workers. I think the request was 3.5%, and you were asking the Bargaining Council to reconsider this because you simply don't have the money. How do you now react to that ruling?
Perhaps I must take you back and tell the listeners and the residents of Tshwane that as this administration, we took a resolution because when we came into power, the matter was already sitting at the bargaining council.
Yes,
but we told ourselves that we are not going to contest whatever the outcome,
okay,
whether in our favor or in favor of the employees.
So let me just get this clear, Acting Mayor. So that resolution decision happened even before the outcome actually came through?
Yes.
Okay. And may I ask that while that was the case, you know, was it a unanimous vote or obviously there were dissenting votes?
No, we don't vote for that. It's a decision of the executive.
I'm
deliberately ignoring the DA. The DA is not in power.
Okay, I understand what you say.
And perhaps I must take you through what motivated us to make that decision.
Yes.
Yeah. First thing is, you can read from the verdict, it says 2021.
Yes.
But the last time when the employees got the increase was in 2022.
Okay.
Meaning, the past 3 years, there was no increase.
Yes.
And you know about the CPI Act and other things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost all our employees have got commitments. I'm referring to loans.
Mm-hmm.
They've got house, bonds, they've got cars, and they've got kids.
Mm.
So the power of their money has been eroded over a passage of time.
Mm.
So we are driven and motivated by empathy. And second to that, we want to make our employees happy.
Mm.
And we want to have a good relationship with the labor.
And so, I must say, MMC, if I may just ask you on this one, and I think it's going to feed into what you're responding to. When you came into this administration, you already found a very unhappy workforce. And I remember how much you had to work to get them back to work.
That's correct, and I'm happy that you understand that. Employees are the critical component of the any institution. And to us, it's more important because we are more of a labor-intensive environment.
Mm.
We are a service delivery component of the state.
Mm.
So we are the coal face of service delivery. Who is responsible? It's our employees.
Mm.
And when you came in, I wanted to tell you about the another dimension that makes us to ensure that we get mobilize these funds and give our employees.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that we retain our employees.
Mm.
Remember, we've got engineers, we've got artisans, architects in the process.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not going to make them happy and pay them reasonably, they leave.
Yeah.
And in the process, we'll be frustrated and our people will be subjected to poor service delivery.
And so
we don't want to.
We keep hearing that the municipalities are struggling to hold on to those very rare skills, engineering skills and the like, as you're pointing out.
Yes, and it's important that we make them happy.
Mm.
Last week, for almost after 8 years, we convened the award ceremony of performance in the city.
Mm.
All the employees were happy, those nominated and those who were nominated, because we demonstrate that we care about their welfare.
Mm.
So we are consistent with what we are doing, and the primary responsibility of each and every employer is to make the employees happy.
Mm, mm.
That's why we are not going to contest, we are not going to appeal, nor review.
So you are sitting in council with the DA, which has completely rejected this publicly and gone out to say it must be taken on review. And you're saying you are not going to even entertain that because there was a resolution taken already that you're going to comply with whatever the ruling is.
Yes, we're coming from different ideologies.
Mm.
And our empathy and theirs are not the same. Remember, the 90% or 95% of the staff complement of SWAMI are blacks and are coming from difficult backgrounds. So we are not going to treat them like we don't understand their history.
Mm. Can the city afford this?
Yeah, it's another element. We will mobilize the resources. There are areas that we are going to explore, and we've got an opportunity because it came at the right time. Mm. We'll be adjusting the adjustment in the budget in February,
mm-hmm.
but we can do that now. Mm. What we have done already, we have made all the departments to make requisitions that would find expression in the adjustment.
Mm.
But in the process, we'll be exploring all avenues which can assist us in terms of mobilizing the money so that the employees can get the money. But we are given 6 months, by the way.
Yes,
so
yes.
The 6 months will be or enough or reasonable time for us to ensure that we get the money. The last resort will be going to financial institutions to request some loans. But that's the last resort.
Mm. So even though you are required to back pay from, I think, 2022, you do have 6 months to find the resources and make the payments after that.
Yes, and then we will be having conversations with the labor on modalities of
yes.
the payments.
Okay.
And actually, earlier on, we have spoken to them that we can pay this much by this time, staggered payments. So in the process of that verdict, you can read that it's not harsh, by the way. It's a pity. We don't have money which is sitting somewhere. But if you look at the welfare and the plight of our people, you'll consider what you are considering.
I really appreciate you taking the time to explain it to us, and thank you very much. I suppose the workers are happy, though, MMC?
Yeah, their mood are lifted. They are very happy.
Mm.
And that's why immediately after getting the verdict, I issued a statement to demonstrate that we are not going to appeal, and that we understand the plight.
Well, I appreciate your time this evening, acting council member, acting mayor of Tshwane. That is MMC, as well as finance MMC in the city of Tshwane, Eugene Mudise. They're just giving us the sense and their reaction to the South African Local Government Bargaining Council's ruling that said they do need to pay that 3.5% increase for the council workers. They must also date it back to 2022. The DA issued a statement yesterday saying this is unacceptable. The city does not have this kind of money. They've been given 6 months, by the way, to find this money. And as he says, the mood is now really good in the city. And I do remember when this particular administration came in, they remember that the workers were on strike and it took a lot to get them back to work. And so, you know, obviously one has to look at all of that context. And of course, at the center of those strikes at the time was money, money that they felt that the city owed them, because they said the city had not kept their promise in making sure that they get those increases. So here we are now, and they have to be paid back the money that they were not paid for the past 3 years. And the city is now committing to the fact that they will go and find those resources. And I think it's good news for workers all around in the city of Tshwane.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.